Today, housing affordability stinks. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, there was new research from CBA that showed that housing affordability for a household entering the market is the worst on record. They presented analysis based on an estimate of the percentage of a household's pre-tax income that will be directed to servicing mortgage repayments for a newly purchased medium-priced dwelling. Now, they do make some really big assumptions, however, namely that the household is assumed to contain two income earners who each receive average total full-time earnings based on data from the ABS average weekly earnings release. But it is important to understand that this overstates the median Australian income. In fact, the average weekly earnings data is used in their analysis as it is the most high frequency data set that suits the calculation. But average earnings are skewed higher by high incomes, and as such, using median incomes would result in measures of affordability looking even more challenging. In fact, to illustrate this, here's some less frequent and more lagged data on median income to serve as a comparison. And in fact, for a more realistic picture, here is the latest actual gross income by state per household from the DFA surveys. And the average household income in New South Wales is around $122,000, compared with the CBA estimates of $215,000 in Sydney. In Victoria, we see an average of $106,500, compared with a CBA estimate of $210,000 in Melbourne. And in Western Australia, we see $125,000, compared with the CBA estimate of $225,000 in Perth. Now, of course, incomes tend to be higher within the main urban centres, but then not every household has the benefit of two full-time average-sized incomes, adding to the affordability challenge. And they say, according to analysis, mortgage repayments as a share of income are currently the least affordable in the history of our analysis of all cities except Brisbane and Perth. Median income data in the ABS employee earnings survey, which has a longer time series, indicates repayments Australia-wide are approaching the levels seen in the late 1980s, when the standard variable rate peaked at 17%. Another angle to investigate housing affordability is to estimate the maximum dwelling price that a household could afford based on a certain threshold. Mortgage stress, they say, is often described as paying more than 30% of household income for mortgage payments and associated costs, according to Ahuri. Now, as I've described previously, this 30% rule is stupid. It does not provide very good information. But nevertheless, it's trotted out left, right, and centre. They say using this metric in our calculations for Sydney reveals that median price dwellings in the Harbour City exceed this mortgage stress threshold for the first time. And the difference between Australia's two most populous and usually most unaffordable cities, Sydney and Melbourne, is now the largest that it's been in this data set. It's likely Sydney is approaching affordability constraints in terms of dwelling price growth. And they say our current dwelling price forecast for Sydney in 2024 is below that of the 8 capital city index. And if we analyse the income story across our household segments, by the way, then the income story is even worse for young growing families with an average income, this is gross income, of around $92,000. And for those on the urban fringe, of around $72,000. And the average first-time buyer typically has an income of around $114,000, while those wanting to buy but have yet to make a transaction at around $85,000. So my point simply is this. The CBA shows affordability is shot based on that estimate of double gross average incomes. But in reality, it's a whole lot worse. No surprise, therefore, that our mortgage stress analysis continues to deteriorate. And in fact, next Tuesday on a live show, we'll go into that in a lot more detail. And you can dwell on specific postcodes and look at the information at a more granular level. And here is the killer slide. Income distribution across the country While a few are fortunate enough to earn more than $1 million a year, half the population is way under the median, and that means that for many, property purchase is just a pipe dream. So, bottom line is this, CBA is definitely demonstrating a problem, but they're massively understating it. I wonder why. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.